I want to talk about people's reactions to tragedies. We saw it borne out again in the recent burning, the unfortunate fire at the Cathedral of Notre Dame in Paris. We just had the spate of Easter church bombings in Sri Lanka. And we see and hear this a lot, and it's very interesting to see how people react to that. Joining us right now, we've had her on the show again, Dr. Frieda Birnbaum, psychologist. You can go to her website, Dr. Frieda, DrFrieda.com. Dr. Frieda, good morning. How are you?
Thank you. I'm fine.
What is it about the human spirit, the human makeup that we seem to be, and maybe it's more than it used to be, I don't know, you tell me, we seem to really be affected by tragedies, killings, fires, natural disasters that really are a world away to some of us? Is it just part of the human condition or not?
Well, yes, it is. And, you know, there's such a thing as post-traumatic stress disorder. And whether you are imagining it or it's real, it does affect you, and you have nightmares, and you can even get phobias from it, where your heart goes quickly and your blood pressure rises. So these are real situations, even though they're not happening around you. And we really are involved in it because of the news, because of everything is so accessible. The media is right there in front of us always, so we are always reliving it.
So it's interesting. I was going to ask you, is the fact that news coverage now is so pervasive, we can get it on our smartphones, our tablets, all our computers, radio, television, not the way this was 20, 30, 40 years ago. Is this just priming the pump, so to speak, to get us to have these emotional reactions?
Well, it definitely has changed. I mean, every day, several times a day, we hear breaking news. And we're glued to what the breaking news is, and often it's somebody's interpretation of the breaking news, so it's not even the news itself. So we're hearing everything about everyone and everyone talking about it, so it really complicates things.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, and I see that too. And I look at the screen and say, well, there's nothing really breaking. I mean, when I was a youngin and getting my journalism degree, which I have, you know, we were taught by our instructors and our professionals, who were many of whom that I took, doctor, were working professionals at the time, say, be very careful about your language. And when you say something is a breaking story or we have new information, don't treat that as just a hook to get somebody in there.
Exactly, and from this we have fear and anxiety, and we go ahead with our lives, yet in the backdrop, in the background, we have this inside of us, and anxiety is something that is out of control. Often you need medication for that, antidepressants for that, but yet fear is something that you can control and you can prepare for the unknown. So in one way, it's good to know what's going on, but if you have an agenda, if you have a way of making a difference, then it can be helpful.
And Dr. Frieda, you know, I would assume it's got to be tougher for a person who, for example, may have, let's use the Notre Dame fire at one time. Let's say they visited Paris in the not too distant past, and they were, as a couple of friends of mine did, who commented on Facebook, my God, I was there. I had a friend of mine posting all of his pictures there. I mean, you know, that must kick into them, you know, some sort of a connection to this that really, when you look at it rationally, doesn't really exist.
Exactly, and that's why people who have this, that's really ingrained in them, and it often interferes with their everyday functioning, then you do have to think of cognitive therapy that helps you deal with irrational and irrational behavior, to have a support group, to show that you can help others while you're helping yourself. And even family and friends can make a difference if they are there to listen to you.
Well, and again, obviously, I would think there are different gradations of this, different levels of this. I mean, a person may say, okay, that was a fire. That wasn't anything sinister, per se, in Notre Dame. They believe it was an electrical short or some construction equipment there, versus the horrible situation we saw in Sri Lanka last week, where you had innocent Christians and Catholics largely in these churches that were just incinerated by these bombs.
It's extremely scary, and people are afraid to go to public places. I have a patient who used to go to yoga. I'm in New Jersey, it's mm-hmm. Manhattan. She just doesn't go. She's depressed, but she feels safe. But the reality is that going there, her chances of something happening are far greater than something happening when she is there. So, yes, people are affected. They're not going to the malls as much. They're not going to concerts. In the back of their mind, for fear, that just in case, let's protect the situation.
Is that the key, Dr. Frieda, just to wrap up here a little bit, is that the key that some when somebody has to realize, if they say to themselves, well, you know, I'm there's a difference between being vigilant and me not going somewhere where I used to go and I used to really enjoy myself. Is that what a person has to realize before they get help?
Well, you know, the reality is that the terrorists are winning. If you're not living your life and if you're on emergency mode and there is no emergency, you're not living reality. You're living a perception. And that perception can last a whole lifetime. So you have to know that you are being protected, your baggage, when you go to places that could be of concern. There are police and there are guards around you. You have to know that you're not in this alone, and that we have become so sophisticated that we can detect when there's a problem coming as well and get rid of that problem. So you have to know that if we live our lives accordingly and normalcy, there are countries where people go out shopping, don't know if there's a bomb around them, and they still live their lives. So if that's the case, we are much more protected, and we have access to ways of getting around it. So the one message I want to give to your listeners is that we can always have reasons to fear. In our lives, in the news, things and events that are not happening around us, there are always circumstances. But if your own personal life is more vulnerable, if you are more stressed out, then you have to look at what's going on with you personally, mm-hmm. your relationships, your financial situation, because those people are over the edge already, and they're going to be much more vulnerable to problems.
Dr. Frieda Birnbaum, the website, Dr. Frieda, DrFrieda.com. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate
it.
Thank
you.
My
pleasure.